We let ourselves and New Zealand down. And with that, the government's top statistician threw in the towel today following the botched 2018 census. Her resignation came as the census failings were laid bare in a report, with full or partial responses collected for only 90% of the estimated population, 4% less than the 2013 census. In the case of Māori, the response rate dived to 68%, compared with 88% at the last census. Here's our political reporter, Jo Moyer.
The Statistics Minister, James Shaw, summed up Census 2018 in five simple words.
Well, it could have gone better.
That sentiment was echoed by Chief Statistician Liz McPherson, the State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes, and the two authors of the independent review of the census released today. Ms McPherson says she wasn't pressured into resigning and accepts the buck stops with her.
I want to publicly apologise for what went wrong in the 2018 census. I am truly sorry. As Chief Executive, I am ultimately accountable for the performance of the organisation, and I take this accountability very seriously.
In April, the Chief Statistician wrote to MPs after being threatened with being held in contempt of Parliament to confirm almost one in seven people did not complete the census. Today, the report painted a picture of shortfalls and failures at just about every level, many of which the public weren't told about.
One of the things that we have learnt from this exercise is the critical importance of being transparent, even when actually the only thing that we can say is we're still working on it.
An overwhelming mistake was too much emphasis on having an online census and not having contingency plans for when things started to go wrong. Ms McPherson accepted there were not nearly enough boots on the ground to help deliver a paper-based census and a general underestimation of how many people would rely on filling out the census that way. She also apologised to Māori and Pacifica.
As many of you know, the response rates for the 2018 census, particularly for Māori and Pacifica, were unacceptably low. That meant significant data gaps far beyond what we've ever experienced before. These gaps put the delivery of the 2018 census results at serious risk.
Ms McPherson will stay on in the role until Christmas at the request of State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes, who says she's the best person to finish the remediation work. Mr Hughes says things will always go wrong for chief executives and he can't expect perfection, but Ms McPherson has handled her mistakes with integrity.
When things go wrong, my expectations are very clear. I expect public service chief executives to own it, fix it, learn from it, and to stand up and be accountable. And that's exactly what Ms McPherson is doing here, and I can't ask any more of her than that.
The National Party says the botched data has massive implications for the next election, and Māori were at risk of losing an electorate seat. But Ms McPherson insists the data needed for electoral boundaries has been collected. This is because while the response rate was lower than the 2013 census, the coverage rate was better. There have been calls for the 2023 census to be brought forward to 2021, but the report doesn't recommend that, saying it would be unsafe to do so with so little time to prepare. The first official results of the 2018 census will now be released on the 23rd of September, 11 months later than planned. And in the meantime, a new statistics boss has to be found. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jo Moyer.